Bunny Yeager moved to Miami as a teenager in the 1940s. After she'd been modeling for a while, she learned how to make her own photos. Yeager was a rare female photographer working in the time of pinup girls. It's hard to imagine Miami without bikinis, but no one was wearing them back then. Yeager designed her own for her models. That's if they were wearing anything at all.
Most people, they shot in a shadowy studio, but I took my nudes out on the beach in the sun.
Yeager shot her photos on empty beaches along Collins Avenue, in the Keys, and fantasy jungle settings on the bay. She says she found sensuality in South Florida's natural landscapes. Patty Stoker is a model, photographer, and expert on vintage fashion.
This is a woman in the 50s, and she had such a modern eye. Extra skimpy, pert, sexy. Every angle and curve was tweaked with a bunny signature.
I think I'm classic. I wasn't too sexy, and I wasn't too prudish. I just reached a happy medium in the glamour photography.
Yeager had a hard time finding models in 1950s Miami. Often their parents or husbands didn't want them posing in bikinis or less. Then she met Betty Page. Yeager landed her first Playboy centerfold when she photographed Page in a living room next to a Christmas tree, wearing nothing but a Santa hat.
Hugh Hefner called me on the phone. I was in my kitchen cooking, trying to be a housewife, and they said, could you send us more pictures of other girls? I said, I'll try. I don't know of anybody that wants to pose nude, but I'll try. And they begged me to shoot.
She made $100 for that Betty Page photo. That was a lot of money then. And she kept shooting for Playboy. But by the 1970s, men wanted more overt sexuality, and that wasn't Yeager's style. Yeager still lives in Miami. Until last year, she was selling her photos on eBay. But she's recently been discovered by the art world. The art house publisher Rizzoli is putting out a book of her photos. And at 82, she's designing a line of bikinis. For Under the Sun, I'm Clotilde Luce.